Guns, Lies.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault.
That was
9/11. Lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
We're on a mission that you'll never forget. We're never going to stop. And as global government gets more naked out in the open, our credibility will only go up. So never forget, for all those that were killed on 9/11 by the globalist, for the thousands being raped and murdered and killed in Europe by the Islamic invasion, and for all those killed with deadly vaccines and by abortion, and by all those killed by radical Islam funded by the West from everywhere from Tunisia to Egypt to Syria, we're on a mission that you'll never forget. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time transmission. It is the 18th day of October, 2015. To show you how mega conditioned I've got, and to tell you how shameful I am, and I only do this self-deprecation so that people can look in the mirror and see what you've become. Because I know if it's affecting me, it's affecting even the strongest of you out there in many cases. Some of you have stronger resolve than I am and get more steadfast. But I've got three different CNN clips. I've got MSNBC, I've got NPR, I've got countless local stations, I've got the gun control groups, and now I've got Hillary Clinton all saying they plan nationwide gun confiscation and forced buybacks. And I knew they were coming with this by their own leaks, but also our high-level insiders in D.C. have all been on the last 6 months saying the assault is coming, prepare yourself. It'll be in 2016. They're going to try to actually make you hand in many types of semi-auto. And I was told this by congressmen. I was told this on air by people like Professor Lott. I was told this by insiders on the NRA board. We've been told this via Drudge by a Supreme Court justice. They're coming. This is it. This is the big assault, the biggest ever. This is their battle of the bulge, folks, throwing everything they've got at us. And so get ready. Kit Daniels had written an article about it by the fourth hour or the end of the third hour Friday. I didn't even cover it. That's how focused I was on them announcing globalization, local police, federalization, UN training, special new anti-patriot units in the Justice Department outside of the FBI. I was so busy focused on that and a bunch of other issues that, oh, Hillary says she wants gun confiscation, basically Australian style, that they're looking at that. It didn't even register enough when it was like a 10 on a Richter scale for me to cover it until I looked back on it. And it's that normalization of the tyranny. It's that conditioning where even those of us that are fully awake become comfortable with the death of our freedoms and probably even our physical deaths in FEMA camps. Because as sensational as that is, they admit they're gearing that up. So we don't need to get so comfortable with this and so knowledgeable that we forget we're in a fight with it. And I know you know that. I'm talking to myself, most importantly. There's a reason they're announcing world government. There's a reason they're announcing our children don't belong to us. There's a reason they're announcing forced inoculations and totally open borders. There's a reason they're announcing the CIA's involved in domestic operations to deceive the American people in the Washington Post. And the Washington Post endorses it as a good idea. Because we've exposed them, so they're going from denial to just out in the open confidence game, flaunting it, and normalization. And that means the next shoe is about to drop.
Leading leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Smoke on the water, fire in the skies. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this worldwide original live broadcast. It is 4 o'clock and 6 minutes here Central Time. Many stations re-air this at different times across the United States. And many of you, of course, are listening via the Internet, global shortwave, satellites, and other means across and around the globe. It is Sunday, the 18th day of October, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, and then we shall return tomorrow. As long as there's still a First Amendment that is in peril, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., now 3 p.m., we've added an hour, Central Time with the daytime radio / TV broadcast. And then, of course, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Find details, free podcasts, Droid apps, iPhone apps, audio, video streams, and more at InfoWars.com/show. And please send that link to friends, family, neighbors, and every other contact you come in contact with if you want to defeat the globalist, which is in our grasp to do. Here's what we're covering today, ladies and gentlemen. Hillary Clinton came out last Thursday on C-SPAN. We covered it on Friday, and I saw very little coverage of it in the media over the weekend, which shows you how conditioned we've got, how conditioned we've become to just abject, super naked tyranny. They are calling for congressional legislation to tax and restrict ammo. They are calling on import-export bans. They are calling on banning gun shows, basically, and private transfers of firearms to friends and family. But most importantly, and draconian, one of the most draconian statements we've ever heard out of anyone in the Democratic or Republican Party, it's worse than Dianne Feinstein saying if she had the votes in the Senate, she would ban every one of them, every firearm, and make Mr. and Mrs. America turn them all in. And we're going to play that clip later today. We're going to play the clip on clips from Katrina where they said all your guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to have firearms. The same thing's done when they have a flood in Canada. They don't come save you. They come and take your guns and never give them back. But none of these clips, none of these announcements are anything compared to Hillary Clinton on C-SPAN. The story is the top story on InfoWars.com from Friday. I've had it moved back to the front page. It's red-linked. It's Kit Daniels. Hillary Clinton, nationwide gun ban, repeal of Second Amendment worth considering. That's a quote. Now, why is that so important? We're going to play it in a moment. Because the Violence Policy Center, Handgun Control Incorporated, the Bloomberg-funded foundation, and others are all pushing that it's reasonable to have Australian-style gun confiscation. Obama has said 3 weeks ago that we could look at the types of things that Australia did. And we need to, I'm going to tell my crew tomorrow, I mean, this is going to happen. We're going to string all these new clips together because I realize we've hit a cognitive dissonance or a kind of fatigue with this tyranny where now just over-the-top announcements are made. I don't even cover it myself. Obama, 2.5-3 weeks ago, said we should look at what Australia did. Hillary's now said it. They're now moving with a bunch of legislation. And they're announcing the really bad stuff's coming next year. There it is. Obama goes beyond mere gun control, hints at confiscation. Breitbart. Australia and Great Britain are mentioned, and they're virtually complete bans on firearms possession. That was back on October 3rd, so 2 weeks ago. As you can see, they're moving, and they mean business. People say, oh, they'll never get away with that. That would cause a civil war. People would fight back. That's the plan. They're seriously considering. what they've done in countless other third world countries and first world nations, creating civil unrest with unpopular, unconstitutional, draconian actions. George Soros alone spent $33 million in Ferguson, Missouri, to finance riots in the local town and to scapegoat the police for all of America's problems, and then to finance organizations and groups calling for the murder of police. And folks know I have big problems with the training of police, militarization, globalization, federalization, but to have MSNBC, CNN, Anderson Cooper, and others connected like Al Sharpton directly to the White House saying the plan is to federalize police. The plan is to project onto them racism in America and have a weird class war, a weird limited red terror on the police alone. That's meant to make them capitulate to the globalist and roll over and do whatever they're told and accept this new UN Safe Cities Justice Department initiative to become basically communist, anti-patriot, anti-gun, anti-veteran, anti-conservative community activist. That's what this is. And so it's like people, you know, beating up on a 12-year-old saying you better join our gang or we'll break your nose. That's basically what's going on to local government right now. And if we don't recognize it for what it is, the globalists may be successful. So that story is up on Infowars.com right now. I suggest you get it out to everyone you know, that you put it on Facebook, Twitter, that you email it, that you aggressively send it to your police departments and say, see, we told you this is coming. I saw three prominent sheriffs just last week come out and say, we will not be part of gun confiscation under executive orders. And why are they having to say that? Because 2 weeks ago, Obama gave a speech, and it was in the Washington Post with the quote, Obama to circumvent Congress with gun control agenda and to take executive action in the circumvention of law. Remember Obama said on the open borders, he was speaking to La Raza, he said, I changed the law. He didn't even sign an executive order. He just ordered the Border Patrol to start giving vouchers to illegals and busing them into Democratic handlers. So this is where it's all going. That's our number one story then. Starting at the bottom of the hour, we're going to start profiling globalists. We're going to start profiling, from my research, who I believe is at the very top of the New World Order power structure. We're going to look at the owners of the global government. There's very few of those, the big top owners. Then we're also going to look at the top managers, who themselves are billionaires. We're going to look at Peter Sutherland today, the former head of Goldman Sachs Europe, the former head of BP Worldwide, the man who told the BBC, quote, EU should undermine national homogeneity, says, and use migration. This is the guy engineering the radical Islamic influx right now. We're going to look in to why he's doing this and what the end game is to understand who these people are. And he looks like a James Bond villain. But it's not his looks, it's his actions. But let's go to Hillary Clinton in a town hall just 3 days ago saying, we're coming for your guns and we're looking at what Australia did. Here it is.
You know, Australia is a good example. Canada is a good example. The UK is a good example. Why? Because each of them had mass killings. Australia had a huge mass killing about 25 years ago. Canada did as well. So did the UK. And in reaction, they passed much stricter gun laws. In the Australian example, as I recall, that was a buyback program. The Australian government, as part of trying to clamp down on the availability of automatic weapons, offered a good price for buying hundreds of thousands of guns, and then they basically clamped down going forward in terms of having, you know, more of a...
We'll be back with their plan to take the guns. There's more.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime.
Reflecting on the death of America.
Reflecting on my past.
Because our republic doesn't have much time.
Doesn't have much time.
Because the Pope and other world leaders have openly called for world government and the end of individual liberty. Nations themselves will have no rights or standing. The globalists that run this planetary regime are eugenicists. And what I'm going to do is get to Peter Sutherland and that profile of him at 45 after today, because I want to continue on the attack on the right to keep and bear arms. Then in the second hour, we will open the phones up and cover much of the other news around the world. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to play just a four-minute compilation of Obama and others saying they're coming to take your guns. Of course, we have them during the first campaign and even the second campaign saying, we never said we want your guns. No one wants your guns. But I want to play this Hillary clip, and then I want to stop it and start it and go over the deception. This is her just a few days ago echoing the new talking point of, we can do what Australia did. It's real reasonable. It's no big deal. Yeah, they did it incrementally. First, they bought your gun back, because they were banned, all semi-autos, basically. But then she lies and calls it full auto. So it's lie after lie after lie. So she implies it's no big deal. There was a buyback, and then if you didn't turn them in, there was a crackdown. That's right, they SWAT teamed and killed a lot of people. And still, that didn't work, so most Australians didn't even turn their guns in, and they ignore the law in many areas, but still it's killing the gun culture because you can't get the ammo in many cases. You can't openly train folks how to use the guns. All that's allowed is single-shot shotguns and rifles in rural areas. And by the way, Australia's crime rate since that happened 24 years ago, as well as New Zealand's, look it up, has only gone up. England, after they banned guns 30 years ago, has seen a tripling, look it up, in violent crime. It's true, it is an island. They can keep even snakes and rabies out. There are no snakes, there is no rabies. The UK really is able to keep a lot of stuff out. Not the illegal aliens, not the gypsies, not all the robbery, not the drugs, because they want that in. But they are able to keep a lot of guns and things like that out. So stabbings, people having their brains beat out with baseball bats, it's three times the overall crime rate. How gun control made England the most violent country in Europe. Search that and you'll get NRA, Breitbart, InfoWars, but it's the same statistics where you can link through and it's admitted. Who has the lowest crime rate in the world, hands down? Look it up. It's in between Italy, Austria, France, and one other country. Who could it be? Alex Trebek asked the question. We play the Jeopardy music. Who is Switzerland? Or what is Switzerland? I never watched Jeopardy. What's the proper way of saying it? What is Switzerland? Lowest crime rate in the world. Who has the highest crime rate in the world for violent crime? What is Mexico? And which country in North America has the most strict gun control laws? What is Mexico? What city in the United States has the highest crime rate? What is Chicago? What city in North America has the highest crime rate, even beating out Mexico as a country? What is Chicago? And of course, we as informed, classical Jeffersonian liberals who really are for diversity, who really are for tolerance, who really are for self-defense, who really are for women's rights, we're informed and know the facts. You want to get mugged, go walk out around 10 o'clock at night in London. Go to Chicago, Southside. Excuse me. Go to Maryland and places like Baltimore. Go to D.C. But see, they don't care. They don't care if it's unconstitutional. They don't care if we say no. 6 years ago, Congress voted to not turn in and not turn over our power plants. So Obama just shut them down with executive orders and left his buddies at General Electric open. They want the civil unrest. They want to be able to persecute gun owners when you don't turn them in and fight back. They don't care if cops and military and BATF get killed coming to take them. They love that. It's more dead Americans. They love a civil war. And this is their big move. They've been gearing up for it. Don't think they won't pull an executive action to take the guns. We are 1 inch away from it. Let's start playing the disgusting Hillary clip. It wasn't fully autos that were killing people in Australia. Full autos are a special stamp there and here. Full autos are used almost in no crime. It's less than 0.1%. 50 caliber rifles have been around since the 40s in public use. There's been one crime committed with a 50 caliber rifle in U.S. history, an armored truck robbery. Assault rifles are used total in less than 2%. Full auto assault rifles, less than 0.1%. But every time they go on TV, they say there are people with automatic machine guns killing everyone, talking to their mindless, sheep-like constituents who'd want the government to have guns. They love black uniforms. They just don't want other slaves having it because they're a parasite class. So here she is acting like it's very reasonable what Australia did, and we can do it here. Yeah, forced buyback and confiscation of everything but single shot. Here it is.
You know, Australia is a good example. Canada is a good example. The UK is a good example. Why? Because each of them had mass killings.
Canada registered and then confiscated a bunch.
Killing about 25 years ago. Canada did as well. So did the UK. And in reaction, they passed much stricter gun laws. In the Australian example, as I recall,
went to a gun-free zone.
That was a buyback program.
It's always schools or carnivals.
The Australian government, as part of trying to clamp down on the availability of automatic weapons,
it's always mentally ill people,
offered a good price for buying hundreds of thousands of guns, and then they basically clamped down going forward in terms of having, you know, more of a background check approach, more of a permitting approach.
No, they banned them.
But they believed, and I think the evidence supports them, that by offering to buy back those guns, they were able to, you know, curtail the supply and to set a different standard for gun purchases in the future.
And the real Crocodile Dundee, you can look this up in NRA magazine from about 16 years ago, he wouldn't turn in his five-shot deer rifle that his dad had given him. And they came to his house and gunned him down. They murdered him. The real Crocodile Dundee looks just like the guy from the movie that was based on a real guy, but they murdered him. No criminal record, lived way out in the countryside. They came to his house and gunned him down. As he was dying, he shot three of the cops, though, the gun confiscators. So that's how that's going to go, just so you know. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. They're coming for our guns, folks. One of the last countries they haven't gotten.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, we told you about this a long time ago, and I'm going to break down why it's so important, why it's so key. This is happening now, what it signifies. It's a very important signpost. Big banks to America's firms. We don't want your cash, and we're going to charge you to deposit cash with our banks. Now remember, the big mega banks have all been caught laundering hundreds of billions of dollars per decade, per major bank. In a Bloomberg investigation of all places, just Wells Fargo and Wachovia in a 3-year period laundered $378 billion from 2007 to 2010. $378 billion of drug money. Those two particular firms also ran and owned and then leased the jet aircraft, the large passenger jets to fly drugs and weapons on, but then also kidnapped people for rendition at torture sites. That was back in the news on Friday. Washington Post about CIA torture sites around the world. They're not torturing radical Islamists at those. No, we don't really know who they're torturing, but it is organized crime. Looks like it's folks that don't play ball. They're just getting those dark centers, those torture centers, I guess, warmed up and ready with personnel that enjoy their work. We know the personnel they hire are generally federal former prison guards who were fired for sexual abuse. Tends to be their favorite person to dungeon keep at the ghost sites and black sites. And then the major defense contractors pretty much all have been found caught in human trafficking of women and children. That's who runs our government. The same folks that have covered it up, that Planned Parenthood's selling baby parts and keeping babies alive before harvesting. And, of course, China now admits they keep people alive. When they take one kidney and then take some other organs, they keep them alive until the next person's lined up. Then they take your final organs and kill you. This is all part of the devaluation of human life taking place. And we're just here, emergency transmission, warning everyone. Now, we're going to look at the globalists and the type of people that captain their operations in the next segment. And next hour, we've got Clinton's Southern strategy. Hillary fakes her accent for a local crowd and hemmed and hawed doing a Southern drawl. But they point out it was nothing compared to her in Kentucky back in 2008 when she goes, "I ain't gonna do nothing I don't want. How about you get you some possums and you?" I mean, it was worse than Granny being crossed with Roscoe Pico train. And people make fun of this. This actually works on the general public. But this is what a foreign occupier does. They come and try to make you feel at home, make you feel like you can trust them. And it tends to work on moron Democrat constituents who just want to feel like they belong and feel like they're wanted on a winning team, even though they are the chumps, schmucks, suckers, the marks of this criminal combine. But I want to play just a short 4-minute clip, a few of the other clips of the former attorney general saying brainwash the public, Eric Holder and Hillary saying we're coming for your guns, and Dianne Feinstein saying we're going to ban them. Just so you understand, when they, out of the other side of their mouth, go, "Nobody wants your guns, crazy man. Nobody ever took guns." Well, you took them everywhere else in the world. You took them in a bunch of U.S. cities. I mean, you admit you want our guns. Joe Biden goes, "Nobody wants your guns. That's crazy. 2 + 2 = 5. Raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt. You didn't build your business. You can keep your doctor. Obamacare's free. And Santa Claus is real." So let's go ahead and go to this compilation of them being a little more honest about wanting your guns. Here it is.
"Gun violence has been on a rampage, as we know firsthand, and we know pain."
That's Cuomo. It's actually down.
"A man who had been fired from his job about a year or so,
Bloomberg,
began shooting near the Empire State Building, but out on the street. He killed one person, and at least 9 other people were shot, and some may have been shot accidentally by police officers."
"Because, frankly, in my hometown of Chicago, there's an awful lot of violence, and they're not using AK-47s, they're using cheap handguns. And so what can we do to intervene?"
"When he turned the door handle, I shot toward him with my mom's gun, and it hit him right here in the arm.
After she shot Jones in the shoulder, he ran out of the bathroom and through this door."
"A comprehensive strategy. Part of it is seeing if we can get automatic weapons that kill folks in an amazing number."
No crime is committed with those.
"Assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan. An agent pulled an Uzi submachine gun out of a briefcase."
We joke sometimes about how, you know, Malia's getting to the age now, and boys start calling, and you know, sort of, I always talk about how one of the main incentives for running again was continuing Secret Service protections, so that they're men with guns around.
The Obama's daughters have 11 armed guards.
"Law enforcement. We had no way to protect ourselves, and there wasn't anybody around to take care of us. We were our first responders.
Right.
I came up with a plan, And the plan, you know, has been on the news a lot. It's pretty self-explanatory. They have to have a CHL. We approve them.
I guarantee you, Barack Obama ain't taking my shotguns, so don't buy that malarkey. Don't buy that malarkey.
That's right. Nobody wants them.
They're going to start peddling that to you. I got two. If he tries to fool my Beretta, he's got a problem. I like that little over and under. You know, I'm not bad with it.
The latest limousine, known as the Beast, thanks to 8-inch thick armor plating, Remington shotguns are close at hand.
I'm the guy that originally wrote the assault weapons ban that became law, and then we got defeated. Then Dianne Feinstein went to town on it and did a great job.
I know the urge to arm yourself because that's what I did.
As a billionaire.
I was trained in firearms. I'd walk to the hospital when my husband was sick. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad
the Attorney General.
On Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different
way. And ship guns into Mexico?
The Justice Department is basically guilty of allowing weapons to kill Americans and Mexicans. So will you agree to cooperate that investigation both on the House and Senate side?
We'll certainly cooperate with all the investigations, but I'm going to take great exception to what you just said. The notion that somehow or other this Justice Department
we have the memos.
Is responsible for those deaths that you mentioned.
And OKC.
That assertion is offensive.
We caught you both times. You
but what if it's accurate, Mr. Attorney General?
And that's just a small smattering of what these people are up to. I don't like getting up here risking my name, my treasure, my body. But it's got to be done because these people are evil. They live behind bodyguards. They live off taxpayer money. And now they're announcing that the American gun owner, the American libertarian, the American veteran, the American police officer is the enemy. You can see that they're using revolutionary tactics to overthrow the legitimate parts of the government and bring in their oppression. They've got two new Avengers and Captain America cartoons demonizing the Tea Party and saying we're all racist and that we have to be basically taken out. That's in the Washington Times today. And the leader of the Tea Party group is me. It's my face working for Red Skull. I mean, that's the level of brainwashing they're involved in. That I work with a Nazi from imaginary comic books because I don't want our borders completely wide open by executive action that's illegal. When we come back, we're going to look at who pulls the shots, who's in charge. We're going to look at one of the main kingpins on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Sunday Worldwide Transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. Well, I did a Facebook mentions today for about 20 minutes breaking this down. The announcement that we're going to more and more start focusing in on key individuals inside this movement towards unelected, draconian, totalitarian world government. And, of course, listeners are welcome to recommend people they think we should focus in on. But we're going to be looking from the very top down to the mid-level. And I wanted to start off today looking at the former head of the European Union Commission that helped create the modern European Union by stealth. And I wanted to look at what he's up to and what he's pushing today. Because if you understand who these more shadowy players are, who don't get as much attention, then you can get the public to actually focus on who they then work for. And we're talking about less than 20 international families, the grandchildren and children of the famous robber barons in Europe, the UK, and the United States and Canada, who are the creators of the UN, the creators of modern environmentalism, the creators of globalism. These are the people that have decided with the big think tanks and the major universities how to design and build our world. They have not been in full control of human development since they began this project more than 100 years ago. But their project is an attempt to siphon off public and private funds to build a worldwide fascist, crony capitalist monopoly above government that has diplomatic immunity, is tax exempt, and is able to then tax the general public and control the world through private central banks like the Federal Reserve that is federal in name only. And so first we will look at, and we'll be doing this throughout the week, I'll be producing a special 10-minute piece or so specifically on who they are. And chief amongst them in the management class, at the very, very top, in kind of the segue between top globalist gopher, top globalist imperial legate or governor, and owner. He's worth billions of dollars, but he's still not what I'd call an original owning, ruling family. But he's Peter Sutherland. And here's the BBC from June 21st, 2012. EU should undermine national homogeneity, says UN migration chief. Now, he doesn't say you should undermine the homogeneity of Africa. He doesn't say undermine the homogeneity of India. He doesn't say undermine the homogeneity of China or Mexico. He doesn't say undermine the homogeneity of Chile. He doesn't say undermine the homogeneity of Saudi Arabia, who hasn't taken one refugee. He says undermine the fact that homogeneous just means that you go to Scotland and it's mainly Scots. Or you go to Mexico, it's mainly Mexicans, because that's what you find in Scotland is Scotland and what you find in Mexico is Mexicans. Now, if cultures naturally grew together and over hundreds of years it became something else, that's normal and natural. But when it's forced, and when Scotland and Germany and France and the United States and Canada and Australia have to, and Russia, they're telling Russia this too, have to pay to bring in hundreds of millions from the billions of third world populations, and then under political correctness, give up your culture because it's offensive to the radical Islamists being brought in, mainly military age men, that you're having an Oktoberfest, or that your wife's wearing a skirt or isn't wearing a bag over her head. See, it's not oppressive to women to make them wear burkas in a Western civilization. It's bigoted and hateful that I just said it's a bag over a woman's head and I don't like it. And they had a major German governor on Thursday. You can pull it up. It was in Der Spiegel with a straight face. They said, there's a town of 3,000 people, 4,000 illegals are being brought in. They're being told you will pay for it. And they said, why are you doing this? Why? And they said, if you don't like it, leave. And Facebook works with the government to flag people who are arrested and their children taken if you criticize the godlike immigrants. And German school children are taken in their field trips and made to feed and clean the, quote, migrants. And then they say, oh, well, the West blew up the Middle East. We have to do this. The West funded the Arab Spring to destabilize the Middle East, to put in radicals. And these aren't even the real migrants that are coming in. They don't want the Christian Syrians. They're being put in camps and actually sent back to be murdered. That's in the news. These are military age men. You've seen it on the news, pouring in, attacking, you name it. This is what the socialists in the EU want, is a political bloc that'll burn down cities. Anytime. They're basically ordered to, as we've seen in London, Paris, and other capitals. In fact, Watson had a Gateway Pundit article on InfoWars that had the Twitter photo saying, this is migrants in Syria, and it's men, women, and children, but it's mainly women and children. It says, this is migrants in Germany. And it just shows thousands of men with their fist up. They are attacking. They're marching around with clubs. I mean, these are third world countries in the Middle East where they kill each other. And these aren't the folks that had money and wanted to stay. These are the angry young men from the population that's doubled the last 30 years in the Middle East. So let's look at who's behind this. Peter Sutherland, the former head of Goldman Sachs Europe, the former head of British Petroleum Worldwide, both organizations known to basically be tax exempt worldwide. Peter, in fact, let me just show you the encyclopedia breakdown. It's on his own website, petersutherland.co.uk, where you can read his own bio. He was EU commissioner and head of the World Trade Organization. Before that, he helped stealth integrate Europe under a trade deal and announced the EU in 92 and got every member country but the UK to enter without voting. That's called dictatorship. It's called totalitarianism. He was chairman of the committee that produced the Sutherland Report for the European Economic Community, EEC, just like the TPP, then becomes a regional government, unelected. He was the chairman of Goldman Sachs International. He was chairman of BP. He served as the steering committee for Bilderberg Group. He was chairman of the Board of Governors, European Institute for Public Administration. He was appointed as a member of the Hong Kong Chief Executive Council. This is going back in 98. I'm going backwards here. In January 2006, he was appointed by the United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan as his special representative on migration and borders. I'm going to stop right there. He says again, EU must undermine national homogeneity, says UN Migration Chief. They lower the borders. They then implode the sovereignty. And then they bring in at least 5 million, quote, migrants in the last 2 years. And then they offer free health care, free have your babies. The Swedes have an airline doing dozens of flights a day to fly folks in from the Middle East who live there free. The U.S. advertises, you know, 10,000 Chinese women a month come here and have their babies for free. CNN says it's a great deal. The Border Patrol completes the smuggling process. And again, this is done to create client groups they control who will be used for menial labor and as political stooges. They're victims as well. And our Latin American immigrants do have some criminals in them and do have some serious problems. But nothing compared to what's coming into Europe. So this is the checkmate move. This is it. And just last week he came out and said, quote, EU must take more refugees, quote, get rid of sovereignty. So I have his latest quotes as we look at the type of people himself pays almost no taxes, part of multinationals, tax exempt, diplomatic immunity. And he says to Europe, I've got all his quotes here in the last few weeks. How dare you only take 3 million people in Germany? How dare you? And this is their unified confidence game front going, you're going to sit there and you're going to take it, or we're going to arrest you. You're going to take unlimited people. While the unelected EU run by Goldman Sachs gang rapes and shuts countries dry and sucks billions of dollars out of them. They're criminals.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to open the phones up on Hillary's announcement that they should look at Australian-style national forced gun buybacks and confiscation. Also, what do you think of people like Peter Sutherland saying, hey, you got to take unlimited amounts of people and pay for them, or you're not moral, you're a racist, when he's basically tax-exempt? The toll-free number for first-time callers to join us today is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And please, we're just doing first-time callers today, so folks who've never had a chance to call in have a chance to be part of the broadcast. But I'm sitting here, and again, this is just the beginning of profiling Sutherland. This is just me hitting some of the lowlights. We're going to be getting into his quotes, his history, the tax exemption, what he's pushing for this international banking elite, this international slave goods selling elite like Walmart, who exempt themselves from everything and then have the middle class of the West pay for them to go in and conquer the third world, raise carbon taxes on the third world, shut down third world development, militarily implode the third world, and then flood the West with basically slave labor and political minions to then checkmate us politically and then conquer the world. This is how megabanks conquer the world. In fact, here's an Alex Jones quote. In the past, armies conquered nations and people. Now, corporate banking combines conquer nations with giant immigrant floods and devalued currencies. It's 21st century warfare, and it's what we're facing. Here he is at the stewardship report. You can go to his website and read all these sickening essays as he sits up there running the globalist destabilization program worldwide. The UN controls borders all over the planet in areas they've already brought down. And then he sits back and then blames the crisis on Europe and says you should pay for everything. Truly sick. Refugees are the responsibility of the world. Peter Sutherland. And the Vatican says the same thing. The Pope says the same thing, but has 200-foot walls. I was saying 30, 40-foot walls till folks said those aren't 30-foot. They're 200 feet tall. They pay for nothing. They give nothing to the poor. They have hundreds of trillions of dollars, but sit there and lecture us how we're bad. And can we put on screen, just search the term Peter Sutherland, or I can pull up an article and show you a picture of him myself, and just look at this penguin-esque creature who looks like a microwaved version of Mini-Me that's been bloating and rotting in the sun. Just the obvious, arrogant, pimpish eyes, the pimpish, portly, parasitical phenomenon that we've seen so many times in the PBP class. And it is just thoroughly disgusting to see this slime sucker going around. But you know what? When I really go after Mr. Sutherland, I shouldn't go after the fact that he looks like a reanimated wart on two legs in a bipedal stance. What I'm going to be going after him for is the fact of what he did to Ireland. And if you can read his own bio, he's quite proud of it. He's the one that got Ireland. He's like the first man of Ireland, the first pimp, the Bill Clinton of Ireland. He's the one that pimped him. He's the one that put him on the street. He's the one that Jack slapped him and they bent down and thanked him for it. He's the guy that took Ireland from being the number one economic engine in Europe for 15 years, got them to sign on to the EU, signed them then on to all this debt that they didn't owe. That's come out in the news, 90%+ of it. And then now they're totally in shambles, imploding as he and others suck them dry. But don't worry, he goes to St. Paddy's Day events and wears green hats and has green umbrellas and goes, "Look at the Irish, look at me gang raping you. Hey, the pot of gold be your money. I'm going to screw you over. I be Peter Sutherland of the New World Order, Goldman Sachs. Bend over, me paddies, because I got a hot poker for you."
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So they told us the NSA wasn't spying on our every move. Now it's all admitted. So they told us fluoride was good for us. Now Harvard admits it's causing 10 to 14 point IQ drops in children, a sevenfold increase in just one type of bone cancer, and all sorts of reproductive problems. That's Reuters. So they told us there wasn't a plan to launch a world government and that that world government wouldn't have carbon taxes. And, of course, that's all now been announced. I'll never forget. It's in my film Endgame. The film's now 8 years old. It's free online. More important than ever, Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. We have Peter Sutherland in there, we were talking about earlier. The open borders, UN chief, the migration chief. And Clinton is asked, one of the last things we put in the film, because he said it like 2 weeks before the film was done. Al Gore was asked, Hillary was asked, they were all asked, you know, with this huge carbon move you're trying to pass through Congress, you're going to make money off the carbon taxes, it says in the bill. And Al Gore looks at the congressman, the chairman, and says, and people believe that we didn't go to the moon and that flying saucers are real. And the chairman went, listen, this is the bill. You own the carbon exchange in London. With your partners, you're going to make hundreds of billions of dollars a year off this. And Al Gore said, no, there's no carbon tax. It doesn't exist. And started laughing at him. And in that is the key, really, to so much. They think you're so stupid that when we would tell you 20 years ago they were keeping babies alive outside the womb to harvest their organs in America, that was in lawsuits. That came out in trials. That came out in criminal cases. Abortion workers would blow the whistle on that. Cops would raid them locally. They'd indict them. And the feds would come in and try to shut it down. But now you know about that because of the internet and whistleblowers and people infiltrating. And it's the same thing. We're just here drawing attention to all this. World government is being set up. It's totalitarian. It's draconian. It's unelected. It's anti-human. It is modern slavery. It's fantastical. It's so bad. Global secret treaties are being ratified internationally, and only the State Department and the WTO's involved. Congress can't even see it, and they agreed to it 2 weeks ago tomorrow. They've been ratifying it for 2 years. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow since the ratification was complete at the global level, and the American people can't see it. When Judicial Watch sued in 2007 and got the North American Union documents out of the North American Union summit in Waco, Texas, 2 years before, and in Banff, Canada that year, thousands of pages was then available. They have the Fortune 100 voting. They vote in an actual Congress at the Banff Canada Hotel, at the big luxury hotel. Then less than 50 representatives of governments worldwide, not just the North American Union, Canada, Mexico, and the United States, then vote on agreeing to the corporate agreement that was passed, and they have every time unanimous signatures by the governments. But these are unelected. These are the State Department's, the presidents, the prime ministers. The top executives are there with the other top executives who finance their campaigns. They actually have governmental meetings, a new government. This is a declaration of independence, not of freedom, but a declaration of independence by select corporations to buy off government, to meet under government security in five-star hotels, and to transfer power to themselves. If that isn't sensational, I don't know what is. What is your view on this? What do you think about it? What are you going to do about it? And Hillary announcing that she does want to have Australian-style gun confiscation. We played that last hour. We'll be playing that again because it's so unbelievable. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, first-time callers. Leah, Robert, Ben, John, Russ, Rob. We'll get to all of you coming up at the start of the next segment. But you've got the former head of Goldman Sachs Europe, the former head of BP Worldwide, Peter Sutherland, who got a decade ago, the Irish, who were the richest country per capita after Switzerland and Europe. They'd gone from being poor to having the biggest economy per capita, some of the highest increases in incomes, savings. He came in, he took over, promised them under the EU they'd do great. Within 4 years, they were bankrupt. He'd signed them on to over 200 billion euro dollars that were not their debts. 92% was not their debt, just like Greece, just like Iceland. And now they are in free fall going bankrupt. But see, foreign armies couldn't conquer Ireland because they'd fight back. But their own people in their own garb, in their own tongue, they could bring them down. And now we're under a North American Union. The average American doesn't even know it. The European Union, do folks know that exists if you're a new listener? Or do you think that's a conspiracy theory? There is a European Union. It started as a steel deal in 56, the Treaty of Rome. It became official that it would become a union in 92. No votes were allowed by the countries. Their bureaucracies were bought off by Peter Sutherland, David Rockefeller, the Bilderberg Group, and others that he chaired. They bought the politicians, and now the politicians are tax-exempt, diplomatic immunity, do not pay EU taxes as the people do. Look it up. EU bureaucrats do not pay tax. And when the Brits put up with that, they never got to enter the EU by vote. Over 90% of their laws, it was 83, now it's 90-plus percent, the parliament estimates, is made by the EU, the unelected EU bureaucracy. There is an EU parliament. We've had members of it on, but they are ceremonial. They only give recommendations to the permanent bureaucracy. That's called a dictatorship. We're being merged with the American Union into the Atlantic European Union and the Asian Union right now. And it's written to end free speech. It's written to end cash as you know it. It's written to end secure surfing, and it brings in internet IDs. And everything is now being aligned. It doesn't let you not eat GMO. It worldwide bans labeling. That's been leaked. Of the 28 sections, only 3 sections have been leaked by WikiLeaks. And that's because WikiLeaks is political and doesn't want you to have all of it. Oh, they want you to know that they plan to end internet freedom because Google doesn't want that to happen right now. They want to monopolize things. They want to use a free web to take over. But as soon as they're done, they'll get rid of it as well. So this is it, folks. What are you going to do about it? You got to speak up. You got to get the word out that this is happening. This is so over the top that it has a chance to succeed because it's so draconian, it's so incredible, the lie is so big. But that also makes it conversely weak. Because if we ever wake up to the fact that the emperor is not wearing any clothes and we get past the peer pressure and we point out this is going on, it's game over. And that's the good news. Congress has a 9% approval rating for 4 years running. Both political parties are hated. The anti-globalist Tea Party is taking over the Republican Party. All over the world, nationalist pro-liberty parties are rising. Folks are seeing through it. They're discovering what's happening. And in response, European countries are saying, from England to Germany, we will arrest you if you criticize any immigrants or radical Islam. But that's only making Germans and Brits and others that much matter. So you're seeing real cracks in the facade right now. Some good things are happening. And the Russians are hammering the West proxy army, Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just got paid today.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls in the order they were received. Rob, Rush, Robert, Carl, Leah, many others. We're going to start taking your calls here in just a moment. But when you take somebody else's money and then give it to somebody else and say you're moral, and then that person votes for you because you're giving them free stuff, that is a form of slavery. And obviously we need some welfare, some social safety net, but that's been used and exploited domestically, and now giant hordes are being brought in, made politically correct, dipped into anti-Western ideology, given a sense of entitlement, and set up as the new political ruling class's minions. And I just personally marvel that we have the head of Goldman Sachs, the former head of Goldman Sachs, the former head of the Bilderberg Group, calling for world government and saying Europe hasn't taken enough people because Germany's only taken 3 million, England's taken over 1 million, other countries millions. I mean, it's over 5 million in the last year. And then that's encouraging more and more. Saudi Arabia won't take one of these people. When Saudi Arabia started the wars in the Middle East with their armies, more than anybody. Oh, but you don't criticize them because they have brown skin and they wear hoods, and that's politically incorrect. They're perfect little angels, killing Christians, putting you in prison if they catch you being a Christian in Saudi Arabia, or coming outside your controlled area you're supposed to be in and telling someone about Jesus Christ. That's okay. But America and Europe hasn't done enough. They're breaking our will. They're flaunting it in our face. They think we're stupid. They think we're dumb. Because if they can get away with having Peter Sutherland of the UN say we're a bunch of trash, that Europe's bad because they haven't taken enough people and the welfare is not good enough, when he's tax exempt and making money off all this and helped implode the Middle East to begin with and helped finance all these wars that destroyed the Middle East. Goldman Sachs was right there lobbying for the first Gulf War. Owned Tony Blair. It's come out again, another memo where they knew Saddam wasn't involved in 9/11. And said, we're going to fix the intelligence to set up the Iraqis. This guy's involved in that mass murder. He's going to lecture you and I that we're bad people. We haven't done enough as he conquers Europe with his radical Islamic invasion. That's how they take over countries in the 21st century, is with giant controlled immigrant waves and welfare, not with armies. But then if you criticize the open borders, they send paramilitary police to arrest your hind end. Let's go to phone calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Rob in Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead on the Second Amendment. He just dropped as I went to him. That was wild. I've never gone to a caller right as they hang up. That was interesting. Let's talk to Rob in Canada. Let's go ahead and talk to Rob in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Alex. First time, long time. I just wanted to call in and comment on the Canadian election that's happening tomorrow on Monday, and just basically the lack of choice in the election and the fact that I'm going to do something I haven't done in my life and vote for a Social Democrat Party, as we only have one party here opposing TPP, at least on the surface.
Well, that's what the Democrats and liberals will do, and Tory will do it when the Democrats are in power in England, or vice versa, is that when they know they've already got the votes to get Canada to sign on to the TPP, they'll then have the liberals and people like Bernie Sanders here act like they're against it. But as soon as in the Senate they had the votes to audit the Federal Reserve, Bernie Sanders then voted against it. He voted for it when they didn't have the votes. But as soon as his vote counted, he voted against it. And it's the same thing on TPP. I would actually caution you on that. Generally, conservatives, even though your guy is bad news and a globalist, the party is better because of guns and family issues than the liberals. Because the liberals are only saying they oppose TPP because it's already been signed on to. But You're in Canada. You probably know more about it than I do. Correct me.
No, I mean, you're pretty right, and I've historically voted conservative, but the last government over the past 10 years, I'm not sure if you're aware, they've signed over 30 free trade agreements, and they've effectively doubled our immigration level with a temporary foreign worker program initiated through stealth.
Well, sure, and again, let's not play their game. They call these trade agreements, these are international treaties ceding Canadian sovereignty to an unelected, multinational, corporate fascist secret board. And that isn't rhetoric. It is an ultra-fascist, ultra-crony capitalist, ultra-secret, multinational board that literally hires the wives and husbands of the Chinese, U.S., Canadian, German, British, you name it, families. They literally hire the families of the politicians to then run it as they rape the population financially.
Yeah, we're feeling it here. I'm trying to start a blog up here in Canada, but I work two jobs. My wife works a job and a job at home. We're working our butts off just to support a family.
I know.
It's crazy. The taxes here are twice or three times what you guys pay down there, and it's unbelievable. Over 40% of our income goes straight to tax off the top. And that doesn't include 14% sales tax on everything we buy.
Well, just to be clear, they claim that lower income earners only pay like 15, 20%. It's way higher if you count Social Security and all the other stuff. The average American pays about 25% federal. You add all the other fines, fees, regulations up. The average person pays about 45% in tax. A middle class person pays about 65%. But listen, in France, a blue collar worker pays about half. And a middle-class person making over 100,000 euros a year pays about 80%. A millionaire pays 101% 5 years running to actually make them poor. Now, once you're making billions a year, you're tax-exempt. Do you understand? Do you see that whole game there? The ultra-rich want to get rid of a middle-class.
Oh, certainly. And here in Canada, we had the federal government write off billions of dollars in sort of delinquent taxes that were owed by very high-income earners, and they just decided to write them off. Meanwhile, going after people like myself for $200-$300 in back taxes, aggressively, too.
Oh, yeah, they changed the regulations years ago here in the U.S. to where white-collar crime enforcers have been reduced over 90%. Billionaires aren't investigated unless they're politically active against tyranny. If you join with the globalist and don't criticize them, you're basically allowed to even murder people. If you're wealthy. But if you criticize the private Federal Reserve, if you criticize the globalist, they will send the FBI after you. Look, they've already indicted Ron Paul and Rand Paul's former chief of staff. That is to try to dig dirt up on them. This is a criminal mafia organization. God bless you. We just spent that whole segment with that caller. I'm going to get to more callers straight ahead on the other side of this quick break. The toll-free number to join us, of course, is 877-89-ALEX. Stay with us.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world.
Another time.
Another time. His land was green and good.
Until
the prison cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm hyped up. I'm angry. I'm barking. I'm just trying to get people alerted and warned to what's happening. I was going to go to calls in order, and I'm going to go to Leah, who had her daughter taken by CPS. Very hurtful calls to take, because I empathize. We're going to go to Annika. We're going to go to Rush. We're going to go to John. We're going to go to Ben. We're going to go to Carl. We're going to go to Phil. But one of these callers, Carl, I'm going to go to first, because I just love these questions. I got one of these on Friday. And it illustrates so much. Wonders if Alex is controlled opposition. Gee, do you wonder if Hillary's coming after your guns? Do you wonder if they're getting rid of our borders and bringing in world government? Do you wonder if fluoride in the water is causing cancer and brain damage? I mean, look, for your ego, yes, I'm bad, you're better than me, you're pure of heart, I'm bad, I'm loyal opposition. Now, can you just do something about the fluoride and the cancer viruses and the vaccines and the death list for the veterans not being given treatment and the open borders? Of course I'm not loyal opposition. But what type of mental excuse is that where everyone just spends all their time saying this guy's a Fed, that guy's a Fed. Fine, we're all bad. You know you're good. Do something. But I'm going to go to you. But this other guy called in and said, I saw on the internet you might be a Mason. I'm not a Mason, but the Masons are incredibly complex, incredibly old. You can't say good or bad. It's what you do with the institutions. I mean, it's just idiocy. It's not the Jews' fault. It's not the blacks' fault. It's not the white people's fault. It's not the Russians' fault. It is the fault of corrupt people working in the system. And we've got to change that. But I'm going to go back to you in a minute. Or go to you in a moment. Briefly, most talk show hosts would plug every segment, products, and sponsors. That's where the real advertisement's been for decades in talk radio. I do it like once an hour. Didn't even do it last hour. We won't be here if I don't fund us, if you don't fund us. So if you're a listener and you like our products, you bought them before, please shop with the good guys. Buy again. We got a bunch of specials running that end Wednesday. Free shipping and 10% off on the great water filtration systems. If you don't want to drink the glyphosates, the fluoride, the rest of it. We got free shipping and 10% off the super high quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsSelect.com. If you don't have storable foods, I think you're crazy. These are the best from our research. InfoWarsStore.com. Our nutraceuticals got a bunch of specials on vitamin B12, got a bunch of specials on liver cleanse with oxy powder, got a whole bunch of specials, and Super Male Vitality, the truck arrives tomorrow. So it's basically back in, so we're now receiving orders again. Super Female Vitality is in the warehouse. Watch the informational videos, learn more, or order online, InfoWarsLife.com. But if it's a Hillary for prison shirt or whatever it is, or high-quality non-GMO seeds, or you name it, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Maiden1776.com, InfoWarsLife.com, those are all sub-URLs that take you to particular product lines. The only site you have to go to get other stuff is the Great Longevity line, discounted 30% when you sign up. You can also get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's InfoWarsHealth.com. Now, I have 11 callers on hold. We're going to try to jam you all in now, so just don't preface it, Carl. Wonder out loud. Do we wonder if fluoride's causing cancer in the water? Do we wonder if they're coming after our guns? No. Do we wonder? What is this fascination? It's Project Mockingbird, not you, but the people all day. There's more Jew bashers attacking me than any Jew or Benjamin Netanyahu, because it's federally funded. I'm not even Jewish. I just don't hate Jews. There's more bashing by the Mason bashers against me than other Masons, literally, that are real Masons. It's crazy. The truth is, I like our founding fathers. A lot of them were Masons. That's why they call me a Mason. Fine, I am one. I'm Jewish. I'm Masonic. I'm Mexican. I'm black. I'm German, which I actually am. I'm English, I'm all the bad things, okay? Boom, I'm bad. You're good. You're a winner. You're moral. You're better than me. I'm scum. I'm filth. I'm trash. Good. You are a man. I am trash. You're better than me. Now, get out there and take on the globalists right now. Do something. We're under attack. Go ahead, Carl. Set me straight. Show me what a man you are. Set me in line right now. Yeah. Look at all your accomplishments. Tell me right now.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yeah, of course I can hear you. I just went to you.
Yeah, so first off, I'm going to say I'm a fan, and this is not an attack, but...
I'll attack all I want. We're under attack.
Yeah, I know, and I'm not attacking you. I'm not sure or not if you are controlled opposition.
I am. You caught me. That's why I went to you. You just scored a point. You just counted coup. You just took your first scalp. You just took down Alex Jones. I knew you'd do that. What a big man you are. Oh, whoa. Yeah, I'm loyal opposition. Like I'm a Chinese jet pilot from Mars. Go ahead.
But, you know, you got to be paranoid after waking up for the first time that everything coming at you is a lie. So I'm really just questioning everything. So, you know, I really just had to bring this question.
I know. No one ever goes to the actual geoengineering documents or the actual emergency centers documents on the confirmed camps. They just keep running around looking for the theory they can't prove. I get it.
Yeah, hear me out. So the idea is that, like, you're populated on purpose by the evil society controllers, with the idea of you being, like, an information gatekeeper so that
you're
discovering the truth for the first time will most likely discover it through you and get your version of the truth. And thus, the advantage of the gatekeeper being that rookie conspiracy theorists always get your version of the truth first. And the great truth you spread on the show, which I love and which got me hooked on you in the first place, it becomes like a spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down, where the medicine is like...
Well, listen, God bless you, and I just want to just congratulate you on discovering the truth. And now tune into another show or go off and bash me all day. Okay? That's all I can say. I'm going to continue trying to warn people about the big issues. Okay, and look, the truth is, I'm just sick of that question. Like, I'm sick of people with a radio on in the background. It's like Chinese water torture, where they just drip it and drip it and drip it and drip it till you go crazy. I'm not perfect. I've been very successful at getting people to think. I came from Access Television 21 years ago. I'm a 21-year overnight success. It's just crazy. People don't believe that anyone could be successful outside the globalist paradigm, and that's why we fail. You don't believe in yourself. Yes, it's good to question. But I'm financed by you buying products and by the sponsors I have. Everything I stand for is completely naked. Do you think they want you knowing Peter Sutherland and Warren Buffett are tax exempt, but lobby to have your taxes raised? Do you really think David Rockefeller wants me sticking a camera in his face? Bilderberg, the media said, didn't exist when I started covering it 20 years ago. They were still saying it didn't exist 10 years ago. Now do you think they like the fact that when I go cover one of these events, now they've got 4,000 people there in helicopters? And I don't want the laurels. I don't want the trophy. That'll get you killed here, brother. I'm jumping up and down like Paul Revere screaming that the Redcoats have landed, okay? But the Redcoats were angels compared to this. They just wanted to take our guns and raise our taxes and press our kids into service in the British Navy. They were bad, but man, they were loving compared to this. These people tell women that, you know, that, oh, it's $300 to have an abortion. They don't tell you they're selling the baby for thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars. They're taking their organs, man. Okay, once you get down the list of the New World Order and the big criminals, if there's a big national investigation and we roll up these folks and start arresting them and have Nuremberg trials, I should be investigated once we get to that point. And if it turns out I was part of it, I should be executed, okay? But let's deal with the Death Star coming at us, okay?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I was not even mad at the last caller. I was just having some fun blowing up because I am frustrated by all the news. And when you've been asked thousands of times if you're loyal opposition, if you're controlled by the government, it's not the question itself that you've been asked it so much. It's just so stupid. And I get for someone for the first time asking it, it's not dumb. For me, though, I know who I am. It's just very frustrating. And I want to get focused on fighting the admitted globalist agenda that is ending freedom all over the planet. I'm being conquered. You're being conquered. I'm upset about that. And half the websites fighting the New World Order just gossip and fight with each other all day and say, this person's opposition, loyal opposition, that person's this and that. And most of them aren't loyal opposition. They're just got in the habit of trolling each other and fighting with each other. So the average person tunes into that and just thinks these are a bunch of crazy people. Proof is in the pudding. I've been effective at waking people up and getting them mobilized. And I've been effective at growing the liberty movement worldwide. I'm just a doorway into all this. You can figure it out for yourself once you're awake. I'm just the wake-up call. Hey, a bunch of billionaires want to bring in foreigners and make them constituents to outvote you, and they want to ban your free speech and sign you on to trillions in debt that isn't yours. Here's their names. Here's how to stop them. Let's go to phone calls. I got to go to phone calls. Ben in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Then we'll go to Leah. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks so much, Alex. Hey, I'd like to speak very briefly about 9/11. It's been back in the news recently in the back and forth between Trump and Bush. And I on a Sunday broadcast a very, very short prayer. Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, I pray to you with all my heart that you might provide strength, courage, guidance, wisdom, and inspiration to a true, brave, and selfless patriot from within the ranks of our military, our intelligence community, or a current or past elected representative, to enable them to release directly to the American people the full and complete text of the illegally and immorally classified and redacted 28 pages of the 9/11 report. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Alex, while it certainly will not be the last word on the full depth of the betrayal of the American people, the release of the full and unredacted report, like pulling on a thread of a poorly made jacket, will help to fall away the cloak of lies surrounding this act of genocide and treason. It will bring down not only the degenerate House of Saud, but the House of Bush, the House of Clinton, and the House of Obama, who has been a willing accomplice in this crime against humanity.
I totally agree with you, and you're definitely the caller of the day, my friend. That's why I should just have hours every day where it's just callers getting to say what they want on air and not me babbling around. Trump came out and said, hey, Jeb, shut up about me not being able to run the military. You know, 9/11 happened on your brother's watch, and he said, you know, how dare you? He was president, okay, but don't blame him. Well, we know the 28 pages from Senator Graham and Senator Jones that have seen it, and military we've had on that have seen it. It says Saudi Arabia ran the attacks to blame Iraq. That was always the plan. And then our own government, bare minimum, stood down. And, of course, it was more than that. But we have the fact that it now, to a great extent, was an inside job. Now we have the Daily Mail, Reuters, and others. Smoking gun emails reveal Blair's deal in blood with George W. Bush over Iraq war was forged a year before the invasion had even started. Now we have the White House and Downing Street memos. This is another memo now. And in it, and this is confirmed, in it, they knew that Saddam wasn't involved and just wanted to invade, and they killed over 1 million Iraqis. So this shows they framed a whole country for a false flag attack and did it, so Saudi Arabia that runs ISIS could now take over. This is a Wahhabist Sunni operation to take over the Middle East that our government's working with, and so they attack us, and then we attack their enemies. You can see the setup, and it's becoming clearer and clearer. And so you're absolutely right. So thank God it's all starting to come out. Closing comment on that.
Well, you know, absolutely. You know, there's lots of roots to the evil that we see unfolding around us, but the single biggest lie upon which this ever-increasing tyranny that we see unfolding around us is built upon is the lie of 9/11.
That's right. Give up all your liberties, we'll keep you safe. 14 years later, Al-Qaeda and ISIS are 20 times bigger than they were, and more of our freedoms are being taken. Absolutely great point. God bless you. We should all pray that false flags be exposed, because they're going to keep doing them. Oklahoma City was purely staged by the government. We don't know about 9/11 from my deep research, and I'm one of the main guys, if you're a new listener, that got into all that. We know the official story isn't real. We know the government protected the patsies, probably were patsies, and we know that elements of the government were involved, and other foreign governments as well. Leah in California, welcome to the airwaves. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead. All right.
My daughter.
Okay, we only got a few minutes, ma'am. I know you say your daughter's been taken. That's very hard to deal with. Just give it to us in a nutshell. Go ahead.
My daughter's been taken from CPS due to allegations on my husband. We have set up a PayPal account. We have an attorney.
Well, that's good. I mean, usually the problem is it your ex-husband made some claims, or you're saying your husband?
My husband. It's allegations on him from my mother.
Yeah, that's terrible, ma'am. The problem is this early in a case or something, you know, it's so complex. I don't know the facts. I don't know what's going involved, but I know that the CPS generally will leave a child with a crackhead, but children that are healthy and happy, they will take because they can get money for them in an adoption racket. And that's why folks should be very careful before they call CPS, even if they think something's going on, because it can be a lot worse. What's happened to you?
To me, they just will not work with me. They won't play still with family, and we think that they're trying to sell her or put her up for adoption.
Yeah. So they're, well, ma'am, send us an email at showtips@infowars.com with your details, and we will try to look into it as best we can. We get hundreds of emails a week, people having their kids taken here in the so-called land of the free, home of the brave. But, Leah, God bless you, and I'm sorry to hear that's happening. We're also going to move and try to move, because I'm noticing this more and more, like on cell phones and things, to digital phone lines, and maybe have a special number for folks that have digital phone lines, because I can't understand half the phone calls myself. And we're going to have a meeting about it after the show today. Russ in Utah. Russ, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. How you doing this afternoon?
Good, brother. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Cool. Hey, I just wanted to call. I told the screener about some Jade Helm Apache helicopter footage I have. I'm going to send that into show tips tonight.
Sure. What'd you see happen?
Oh, dude, I work out in the oil fields, like literally right on the Green River up here in northeastern Utah. There's like 5 Apache attack helicopters, fully armed. They flew like 200 feet right over my head, got the whole thing on film. I mean, it was wild.
What do you think they were up to? Because they got plenty of military reservations to train on.
They do, exactly. I don't know. We don't have any military anything around here. You know, we're a bunch of oil field workers.
Well, you know, they do that to acclimate the public. It's not that the military's bad, but their mission is to prepare us for military occupation. I mean, the police admit we're given armored vehicles, quote, for the veterans and gun owners. So it's all part of that, my friend.
Yeah, and it's just like you say, they're all compartmentalized. They don't know exactly the big picture of everything. They're just doing their little job, whatever it is, and they think everything's great, and it's not.
And that's so they ever have to take over your state house and take out your governor or whatever. You know, people, I saw that 100 times before. It's no big deal.
Unreal, man. I just wish everybody was awake like we are. But real quick, I know you got a bunch of phone calls to go to. I need to apologize for my posting on your Discus thing. I post as Captain Crunch. I'll watch my language on there. And as far as the guns go, Hillary, if you want them, come and get them.
God bless you, brother. I don't think people need to apologize for cuss words on the comment section of InfoWars, because if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. We'd rather folks not do that. But here's the deal. We're real people. You're real people. And we get mad sometimes. This is upsetting. I blow up sometimes because I'm very frustrated. John in Colorado, we only got about a minute. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Colorado, one of the exchanges, they said 80,000 people are going to lose their Obamacare at the first of the year. This is something you need to check out. It was Dying News, an NBC affiliate in Colorado.
Oh, I know. They put you on it, and then they kick you off and raise your prices. It's horrible. The insurance companies wrote it to really screw folks over. The big, vicious multinational ones. Their profits are up 47% in just 2 years worldwide on American backs. Bipartisan. And the Republicans won't get rid of it. That's why we got rid of Boehner. God bless you. I am aware of that, actually, sir. It's a monumental screw job. Thank you all for listening. God bless you for your support. We'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.